99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand. Wake up and laugh. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 5:35. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
It is now expected that we could see some snow even tonight.
Really?
According to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. And they're even saying, Kevin Harnan even threw the alert day on us tomorrow.
Kevin!
So...
That feels aggressive.
I saw a tweet from Brian Good this morning that said, we are on the edge of a less than 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow. So
I feel like that's going against the rodent's prediction.
Yeah, man, maybe.
That's what I feel like.
But, yeah, so they're saying there could be some weather tomorrow that causes a little bit of headaches for a morning commute. So just kind of keep that in mind that you got it good right now. All right?
Okay.
You got it good. And already my daughters are like, think there's going to be a snow day tomorrow?
Yeah, of course.
Think there's going to be a snow day tomorrow?
They haven't whipped out the rally caps yet, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
In years past, they've, you know, when there's been the threat, they have like turned their clothes inside out. And
sure.
They've done things that have.
Dances, chants,
all that stuff to try to...
Witchcraftery.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Uh-huh.
Breaking out the witchcraft, for sure, to get a snow day, which I don't even know if we're going to go through this entire school year with a snow day.
I don't know. You know
maybe
what?
One of those years.
The last couple of years, I feel like I was on it. Like, I got them snow pants. I got them boots, like, at the beginning of the season. Before, like, because years past, we were just going to wait and see if there was going to be a reason. Then we'd run out and see if there were any left anywhere. And the last couple of years, I've been on it for no reason.
Gone unused.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
I know.
That's a real shame.
But I feel prepared.
All right. So today on the show, Florida is making the show a couple times again this morning. Throwback Thursday, free therapy. We've got the... Oh, yeah. Did you watch any of The Masked Singer last night?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, see, so we watched the premiere last night.
Yeah.
That was after the Super Bowl. And then we decided because it was, you know, the kids had to go to bed, we decided we would wait. So we're kind of like watching a day behind.
Mm.
But I'm in it.
All right.
I'll tell you what. Jamie Foxx was a guest on the panel the premiere night. Hilarious.
Okay.
He's hilarious.
All right.
This show has sucked me in. And then Lego Masters was on last night.
Will Arnett?
Yes. And then Fred Calgill's son is competing on there.
That looks good. I didn't see that.
Yeah, I didn't see it either. Good. But again, I'm going to catch up.
All right.
I have plans to watch it.
Okay.
I have plans.
All right. That's great. Keep us updated.
I've been reading things about what happened on The Bachelor on Monday. That I really haven't been keeping up with either, but there are things that are interesting. Like I got stuff.
So we're here to tell you that we haven't watched any of that stuff.
But I'm gonna catch up.
But our intentions are there.
Yeah.
Our intentions are there.
We are supporting them.
Sure.
Delayed.
All right, so setting the bar coming up here, Florida making the show early in about 12 minutes. What not to do when you go out to eat, all right? That's simple.
I think most people know how you should behave.
Okay.
How you should conduct yourself.
All right.
Maybe, sure. Maybe we'll not everybody does.
We'll leave it like that.
Should there be a sign posted?
Well, I will introduce you to Lori and Peter.
Lori and Peter. They sound lovely.
Yeah, they do.
They just wanted a night out.
All right, they did. Down in Florida. So
date
that's
night.
Coming up here.
She used to meet me on the east side in the city with the sun on.
99.7 DJX. We're streaming thebenandkellyshow.com, or you can catch up on the podcast, yesterday's podcast, full shows, all that. Just go to wdjx.com, click listen. By the way, soap's gone. Just to follow up.
Your magical soap.
My magical Kentucky bar soap.
The shape of Kentucky
there
is
wasn't
gone.
A, like
you
I
used
said,
it once.
Well, I know. I said there wasn't a lot left. When I had it yesterday, this is the bar soap from yesterday that I discovered and I had lathered with and I loved.
Did you go home and tell your wife what you told all of us?
No, I didn't.
How magical you thought it was?
I didn't. Oh. I didn't tell her. But my daughters, all three of them took showers last night. So I'm assuming.
It was done after
that. It was done.
Okay.
It was done.
So wait, it was that whittled down, but you could still tell it was the shape of Kentucky?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it held its shape very well.
That's really good soap.
Nah, for sure. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's probably not a cheap bar of soap.
Probably not.
So anyways.
Well, I had to just go with my luxurious shower experience for you.
I had one moment.
One shower. That is.
I had one shower. I had one moment with that bar of
Your
soap.
Your eyes were open to a whole new world.
I was.
You were on that magic carpet ride for one day.
One day. Hey, you know what? It's life, right, Kelly?
Wasn't meant to be, I guess.
You know, things come in and out of your life. And,
I guess.
And
this change is hard.
Yeah, this was what it was. So I'm back to just using my regular, you know, dial soap and.
Did you put your lotion on your
hands? I had to.
Okay, yeah.
I had to.
You got to moisturize.
Yeah, moisturize.
Back to dry skin after the shower. That is unfortunate.
All right, coming up, setting the bar. We go to Florida for this one. I'm going to introduce you to Lori and her husband, Peter.
They're just going out for date night?
Yeah.
Yeah?
We're going to say that Lori showed a lot of people her appetizer. Yeah. .99.7 DJX. Every morning at this time, we give you a setting the bar story. Examples of people doing things bad so you don't, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of the gist. To Florida we go, where if you can manage to make it through the day without getting belligerent and flashing your bits at a family restaurant, well, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
We're going to introduce you to Lori and her husband, Peter.
Well, that date night got
and
impressive.
Exposing herself to other customers.
Mm. Okay. Oh, boy.
Naples police arrested this husband and wife after their night out got out of hand.
Yeah, so it was a husband and wife duo.
So were they having such a great time, or did they get in an argument?
An intoxicated interaction that landed this couple in cuffs.
I think they should be very, very, very ashamed of themselves. And when they sober up, they may be.
Oh, yes, Mildred.
I think they should
I'm
be very...
Assume her name is Mildred.
Probably.
Yes.
They should be ashamed of themselves for what they did. And when they sober up...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Husband and wife Peter and Lori Salo had a bit too much to drink Tuesday night.
Ah, so it started with the drinks. You know, those bottomless margaritas.
Yeah. Blame the restaurant.
Yeah.
Causing a commotion at a Naples staple.
Yeah, so then they started to get a little bit loud, boisterous, noisy, belligerent even.
Okay.
She was belligerent with him, and I said, ma'am, you can't do this. This is, you know, a family restaurant. We don't accept any of that kind of behavior here. I will have to ask you to leave if it continues.
Yeah, so
manager
she...
Manager rolling in. Yeah,
manager rolling in, and she was all getting belligerent with her husband.
Okay, so she was getting angry about something.
Yeah, you know, she had a little of the fun juice and...
The sauce.
Yeah, the sauce.
Yeah.
Right.
Hayes says he had to call police, especially after Lori put her feet up on the bar.
Oh, God.
Okay, so this is the part...
This is the paints the picture?
Okay. This is the part
where we
okay.
become the artist.
All right, so if you know, it's a restaurant yeah. that has a bar area,
sure.
and that's where they're seated.
Flashing her privates.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
So she puts her feet up on the bar, and there it is.
I don't know if she did it on purpose, but it was in fact happening. I mean, she had her legs up and her you know, she was exposed. And
okay.
That was just unacceptable.
Yeah.
Well, yes. I'm offended, and I didn't even see it.
Police arrived. She grabbed one of the officers by the hand, asked him to take her to jail, and then as soon as she was put in the handcuffs, the husband was like, you know what? If you're taking her, I'm going too.
You go. I go.
That's right.
So romantic.
I know. It's
turns
kinda,
into a Titanic moment, doesn't it?
Very Titanic, maybe a yeah. Bonnie and Clyde, so
sure.
to speak. So.
Yeah.
Again, Florida, oh, making the show.
Man.
Yeah, no word. I mean, if they had an enjoyable meal or not, or...
Oh, yeah. Did they pay the bill? Oh, probably not.
Mm. That's rough.
That is.
That is rough. So, yeah, Florida making the show. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting belligerent, flashing your bits at a family restaurant, well, you're doing okay.
Okay. Date night got aggressive.
It did. It did. That's
all right.
Florida making the show. All right, feel good. Every single hour here brought to you by JCPS, Kelly K.
So you know every Wednesday we do Wet Nose Wednesday.
Right.
At the Kentucky Humane Society.
Mm-hmm.
Little buddy Megan Decker over there featuring an animal that needs a home every single Wednesday. So the Kentucky Humane Society is offering puppy cuddlegram visits for Valentine's Day.
Puppy cuddlegram visits?
Yes, the 12th through the 14th for a donation of $150 or more to the Kentucky Humane Society.
All right.
A volunteer will bring a puppy to a loved one's home or business for a 30-minute cuddle visit.
Wow.
Get a personalized card, special Valentine treats too. So puppies will be visiting between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. And then they're going to schedule them on a first-come, first-served basis.
Okay.
And you can reserve the time. We've got the info up on the website. We'll also tweet it out for you at Ben and Kelly Show. And then there's kind of like another way that you can help support the Kentucky Humane Society. So Megan was on Great Day Live with her friend Angie Fenton. And they're doing kind of things. She had puppies on there, of course. And there's a new vodka that's launching tomorrow in Louisville called Blood, Sweat, Tears Vodka. And they're going to donate a portion of the proceeds to help animal shelter animals.
Cool.
So how cool is that? A couple ways you can help the little puppies.
If booze is your thing or if love is your thing, either one.
A couple of different options there. Right. And of course, you can always watch on Facebook at 99.7DJX every Wednesday around midday for the featured pet that needs a home from the Kentucky Humane Society. So
yeah, we have a,
those fur babies.
We have a good track record with getting those adopted.
Oh yeah, pretty much as soon as they are featured they get a home that week, gone, which is great news.
So that is good stuff.
Again, WDJX.com. Also tweet it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel Good, brought to you by JCPS. You saw the Shamrock Shake. It's coming back.
Oh yeah. I'm bodies are ready, are they not?
I love the idea. Again, it's one of those where I love the idea of them.
Sure.
I do have probably one a year. Every time they come back, I'll probably have one a year.
It's a tradition.
Yeah.
Now, see, I feel like, why haven't they done something like some sort of Valentine's shake? Like a strawberry with like chocolate swirled fudge in it or something.
Miss me with that. Not from McDonald's.
Oh, come on.
McDonald's is...
You can switch it up a little and then you can do, after Valentine's Day, the Shamrock Shake. It feels a little early.
They're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Shamrock Shake.
That's great.
50.
That's a lot.
I, like, no idea it was that old.
But I'm just saying, they could switch up the shake game a little bit. Like, strawberry with chocolate. It's like a chocolate-dipped strawberry. You're not on board with that? You wouldn't get that for Valentine's Day?
I'm saying, get that at...
they have good shakes.
Doesn't other places do that?
I don't know.
Like Frisch's or Chick-fil-A or, you know...
No.
Wendy's? Don't they do something like that?
I guess
Wendy's just has the frosty. There's vanilla and chocolate.
Like, no. And, like, Steak and Shake closed by me, so... That was, like, my go-to shake place.
All right.
So, like, McDonald's had some good shakes. I'm just saying. All strawberry. Right, add a little of the chocolate fudge in there.
All right. Kelly's all about the suggestions. All about how you can change your business.
Hey, McDonald's, I'm just saying, you can add that. We can just, let's try
this
it
is,
out. Let's
this is experiment. Our own version of Bar Rescue.
I'm just, yeah.
This is Kelly coming in going, shut it down!
Make one, bring it over, I'll try it, see if I approve.
Okay, great.
This could be fun. Right.
My whole point was Shamrock Shades are back.
My point is Valentine's Day.
Okay, that's great. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So last night they did a couple different things. One, they reran the Masked Singer from after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Even though like
so that's when I watch it.
Like 20 million people watched it after the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah.
It was on pretty late.
And so, Jamie Foxx was a guest panelist and he was hilarious. Like I kind of need him to be a part of it permanently, but I know he's kind of busy. But still.
Yeah, and that was the one where Lil Wayne was the robot.
Yes.
And he, you could obviously tell.
Oh, none of them guessed it. And Robin Thicke did 5 songs with him. And didn't get it.
Yeah, he said he felt ashamed and he didn't immediately identify Lil Wayne.
Because it was obvious it was him. Like, as soon as he started singing, my husband and I were like, oh, that's Lil Wayne.
Yeah, so last night, it was all about the llama. It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. Okay, so the llama.
And the llama was great because the llama had, like, legs behind him. Like, he had 4 legs. The costume was amazing.
Right, yeah. It had kind of his tongue sticking out, wearing sunglasses. Sure.
I'm here for all the costumes.
All right, so the llama wound up getting the lowest votes. So that was the one who...
Spoiler alert, if you haven't heard it.
...was unmasked.
Yeah.
Okay, panel, you have made your final guesses. Now let's see if any of you are right. Llama, show us who you really are.
Take it off.
Oh my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen.
My God.
Comedian, actor,
get out of here.
Host, the one and only Drew Carey.
So there it is, Drew Carey. Drew Carey.
Wow.
Which now, you know, if you've watched The Price is Right, you know who Drew Carey is.
Right.
You listen to it.
Oh, yeah. I hear it now. Yeah, I hear it now.
That's Drew Carey, for sure. So, anyways, The Masked Singer last night there.
Are you sucked in? I'm sucked in.
A little bit.
I am fascinated.
A little bit.
By this show.
It's kind of interesting. It's
wonderfully entertaining. Yeah.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try Craigslist Missed Connections.
This is a male seeking female.
Okay.
Dude voice.
Dude voice.
You make me feel special. In my special areas.
All right, then.
Okay. I saw you at Taco Bell. B-E-L-L-E. Which I feel like now could be like a new Disney princess or something,
Disney
right?
Princess, right? Maybe? Tinkerbell's cousin.
You were eating a soft taco and accidentally dropped sour cream on your bazungas.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I love the name for that. I was the guy that brought you napkins. We locked eyeballs. You instantly made me feel extra special in my nether regions.
Oh, that's nice.
Very specific. I love when a girl's not too shy to eat gassy foods in public. No need to be embarrassed by gas, right? Everybody toots.
Everyone does. Everyone does. Sometimes in jars. It's okay.
Okay. I feel like you meant to have a little plumber butt going on in my direction when you dropped your napkin and picked it up.
All right.
Saw your undies a little. They were red. Since that day, I keep hearing Lady in Red. I think it's a sign.
That's an old song.
Yes, it is. Hey, message me. I'll spring for an upgrade. Qdoba next time, baby!
Wow. It's like Daddy Warbucks over here.
I'm going to make it rain.
Okay. It's Craigslist Missed Connections. All right. Another male seeking female. This is titled, Your Friend Burped in My Face.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a great start.
Kind of have a...
to any epic love story, is
theme
it not?
Going here. You were with a group of people in downtown this last Saturday night. One of your friends called me poop head. And then tried burping in my face.
Wow.
I think his name was Martin.
Oh, okay.
Dang, Martin. You defended me to your friends, which I thought was stinking awesome because you didn't even know me.
What's his hero?
You smelled like a mixture of dryer sheets and body odor.
Oh.
Which I think is so awesome.
Oh my God.
Your fun bags caught my attention. I hope you don't mind, but I took your picture when you weren't looking.
Oh my God.
I moonlight as a photographer for a modeling website.
Of course he does.
Of course you do.
Of course he does.
I'd love to take your picture again, but with more intense environment.
All right.
I know you don't know me.
Uh-huh.
But I'm a very sweet, gentle giant.
Okay.
Please let me shoot you and explore your wild side.
Wow. With a camera.
Yeah.
That's not a bad, like with a camera.
Yeah, camera.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
Well, we're looking for Tinkerbell's cousin, Taco Bell. And for the person who defended his honor in downtown.
Can you not just picture, fast forward, picture them explaining, this is how we met, kids. I mean, these are amazing stories to share with future children.
This has been Craigslist Missed Connections. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 EJX. You can always text us, 502-571-9970. First from Liz.
She says, can you wish my son Brantley a happy fifth birthday? So, happy birthday, Brantley.
Like that.
Yep.
Lila says, brother is in the car this morning. First time hearing Ben and Kelly show.
Oh, wow. Hey, so Dominic.
He says, hi.
Welcome to the tribe.
Of course, you know, with a name like that. The only thing I think of.
Oh my gosh. Special song for Dominic.
Special song for Dominic.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Hey, jingity jing.
Eeyaw, eeyaw.
It's Dominic the donkey.
Dominic the donkey.
Jingity jing.
Eeyaw, eeyaw.
The Italian Christmas donkey. La la la. La 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 la. La la la. La 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 la.
First
see,
timer,
look
you
at
get
that.
Your own song.
For sure.
Wow.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. You get to enjoy Florida making the show coming up here next.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if it's not for the hurricanes and the crazy
the
and
alligators.
The alligators and the heat, and the crocodiles.
Yeah.
Nah, you got to worry about something else.
Wow. There's a lot going on in Florida.
There is. It's a happening place.
It's like
that's
a
for
whole
sure.
other land.
It is like
magical
a whole
land.
Other state. You're right.
Yeah.
That's coming up after Dua Lipa. Florida, making the show. So if it's not for the heat, hurricanes, and crocodiles, we now have to worry about wild monkeys infected with herpes in Florida.
There's a new resident in the Julington Creek neighborhood of South Jacksonville.
Yeah, not necessarily a new resident. It's been there, but they migrate.
Can we just, there's a word that you threw in the last sentence. It was really aggressive, and I wasn't warned.
Monkeys?
In all, a dozen reported sightings of a feral invasive monkey species, okay. The rhesus macaque.
All right.
The rhesus macaque is the...
The rhesus macaque sounds delicious. Doesn't it? This is weird.
Peanut butter and chocolate.
That's
it's delicious.
What I think.
Delicious.
Yes.
No.
All right. It's different.
So these monkeys, different. These monkeys are not indigenous to Florida.
Okay.
FYI.
All right.
Not only are the animals physically imposing,
strong arms, a very strong bite, you know, large canine teeth.
Man.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound nice at all
I'm
in my
telling
backyard.
You what, like, I don't understand why people move to Florida. I really don't.
Well, thank goodness they do.
But they carry and shed the herpes B virus, which can be fatal to humans.
Oh, God, they're shedding
all right.
herpes?
Ha, okay.
What?
Wow. Okay.
How? Okay.
Don't ask how, Kelly.
All right.
Don't ask how.
Okay.
The monkeys have been a feature of Silver Spring State Park since the late 1930s.
Yeah, late 1930s, okay. they got introduced.
They've been around
yeah.
for a while.
When an enterprising tour boat operator released them on a man-made island as a tourist attraction.
Oh,
okay,
great.
So listen, this tour boat operator named Colonel Chewy.
Colonel Chewy?
Colonel
Unleashed
Chewy.
The herpes monkeys onto
yes.
Florida?
Unleashed these herpes monkeys
oh my God.
As just an attraction. Hey, look at these monkeys.
And guess what? They're adaptable. They can swim. They left the island.
The monkeys have lived in the park ever since then.
Yeah, so back in the 30s, he was just like, hey, I'm going to leave.
These monkeys, they look fun.
I'm going to put you on this island. It'll be fun.
To be fair, he probably was unaware of the herpes part.
probably didn't know
in the 30s.
Maybe he's the cause of the hurricane. No, I wouldn't.
Please,
no,
sir.
I would never.
No,
Colonel Chewy.
Colonel Chewy.
Tooey.
Tooey.
Colonel Tooey.
Oh, I thought it was Chewy, like no. Chewbacca. I had a picture in my head. It's different.
Colonel
now.
Tooey yeah. is a respectable captain.
Right, absolutely. He just saw some monkeys, like, you know what? They'd be fun to look at in this park.
So, yeah. It's okay. Not for the heat and hurricanes. Now we got to worry about
herpes monkeys.
Herpes monkeys to Florida.
So we can't make this up. We can't make it up.
I mean, but at this point, you're probably going, guys, shut up. You guys are making all this stuff up just
no,
to have
not.
A Florida story.
No, we're not. No, we're just, listen, Florida is Florida for a reason.
All right. Florida making the show.
It's a magical land.
On 99.7 DJX. I feel good. Do them every single hour here. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
So yesterday, I had the opportunity to hop over to Norton Children's Hospital and meet Seth, who is over there. His mom, Michelle, he is receiving treatment for leukemia.
Okay.
He happens to be a Children's Miracle Network champion for this year.
Oh, wow.
So, and we're amping up for Radiothon coming up on...
It's like in a month.
March 5th and 6th.
That's
so
amazing.
You'll be hearing about a lot of different stories. But Wave 3 also caught up with Seth and his mom, Michelle, when some friends nominated them for Pass the Cash. So Don G showed up and gave Michelle $700 from the community.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Pretty amazing. So Seth is super brave. His brother is getting ready to donate bone marrow. I mean, this family is going through some stuff right now, and it's really, really tough. So we are on board Seth's squad, and we'll tweet out that story so you can see the video. It's pretty great. He's such an absolute sweetheart, and he's a Children's Miracle Network champion.
Look at that.
Yep.
All right.
So we'll tweet that out at Ben and Kelly Show.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Sports news! Sports. By now, you probably have heard that there was a football game that took place.
There were thoughts about the halftime show.
The Super Bowl, Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Ended up winning. Yeah, the halftime show hosted by J-Lo and Shakira. You had appearances by J Balvin. In there as well. There were a lot of people who loved it. There were a lot of people who had opinions about it because of the dancing and the skimpy outfits.
Camera angles, whatnot, stripper pole, stuff like that.
Gonna introduce you to Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Dave Dobbenmeyer.
That is, yes, Dave.
Dave, he was one of the guys who was there in front of his television as the Super Bowl halftime show went on.
And not on board with what was happening.
And Dave was not on board with what happened.
Okay. Would that halftime show, would that have been rated PG?
Okay. Yeah, so this is
he
Dave.
He doubts the rating.
Listen, Dave's not talking to the news yet.
No.
Dave's just set up a camera and is talking to whoever will listen.
Okay.
He's just set up kind of a webcam.
Talking to the webcam.
And is talking to the webcam. Uh-huh.
Were there any warnings that your 12-year-old young son, whose hormones are just getting ready, just starting to operate?
Okay, so he's worried about 12-year-old boys watching that and feeling feelings that they haven't felt before.
Sure, okay.
Which I've been a 12-year-old boy before. It's going to happen
That's
regardless
real.
Of what you see on television.
All right.
Was there any warning that what he's going to see might cause him to get excited?
Oh wow.
Okay.
So Dave has got 12-year-old boys' hormones in mind.
He's upset there wasn't a disclaimer.
He wanted there to be some sort of
sassy content coming.
This halftime show could be PG-13, maybe.
Not for younger viewers.
Maybe.
Could I go into a courtroom and say, viewing what you put on that screen put me in danger of hellfire?
I'm sorry, did he just say hellfire?
Yes.
He said. So he's in danger of hellfire because of what he witnessed?
Yeah. Dave, this is Dave, again, talking to a webcam.
Yeah.
Viewing what you put on that screen put me in danger of hellfire.
And put him in danger of hellfire.
Wow.
Hellfire and brimstone.
I didn't realize it was that serious.
I didn't either.
Could the court say that doesn't apply here?
Maybe they could.
Okay.
So Dave is trying to sue the NFL for $867 trillion.
Ah, okay. For putting him in danger of hellfire? Wait, did he have a choice to watch or was it just thrown upon him? He said it's thrown upon him.
That is a great point. You're right. Maybe his remote control battery was broken.
Yeah.
Maybe he couldn't turn off the television.
He got locked in, couldn't get out.
Maybe he was at a bar.
In danger of hellfire.
And he couldn't leave. It was surrounding him.
Not sure of the circumstances.
He was surrounded by hellfire.
Right. Okay.
And so Dave is worried.
He's upset.
That because, listen, I don't think money's going to help you if you're going to be facing hellfire.
Well, yeah, maybe he can buy himself a nice corner of hell or something with that much money. Who knows?
None of us know. None of us know what happens when we pass on.
Sure don't.
Dave is assuming that $867 trillion
is going to help.
May help buy his way out of hellfire.
Can they write a check? Did he specify how he wants that?
How the NFL is going
to... Big bills, small bills, installment payments.
Maybe it's like a lottery. Maybe it's like, hey, okay, we'll set you up on a 30-year plan. Well, for... Hey, do the math real quick. Okay. What's 867 trillion divided by 30?
Hang on. How many zeros is that?
I don't even know.
Okay.
More than six?
8670000000.
Dave Dobbenmeyer.
Oh, Dave.
Is wanting to sue the NFL. $867 trillion.
Hey, Dave, it sounds like it's kind of an effort to go through the process of a lawsuit. How about you just go to church and talk to your minister about it and just say, hey, I feel real bad about what I accidentally saw. And I feel like you're going to be okay.
Maybe Dave felt some feelings that he hadn't felt in a long time and now he was worried about it.
Go talk about it. I feel like you're going to be forgiven.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So there you are. We'll tell you how right now he's actually looking for a lawyer.
Oh, okay.
Who will help him with that.
We're in the ground floor of the story, so
yeah,
we'll
ground
let you
floor,
know.
So we'll let you know what happens with Dave.
Gets, yeah, how much they decide to give him.
Dave.
Yeah.
$867 trillion.
Dang.
99.7 DJX. And that's sports! DJX.
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is free therapy.
Hi there, Tina.
Hi.
So, hey, walk us through the message you sent us.
Well, you know, I wanted to get your take on it. I'm not sure how to handle it.
Okay.
So I went to drop something off at one of my coworkers' cubicles the other day, mm-hmm. and I saw, which was really weird, an open can of tuna with a candle in it.
That is a little bit strange.
It's strange, yeah. Okay.
like maybe someone's cat is having a birthday and they're celebrating? I don't know,
because underneath the candle there was a note, and it said, for Tina Tuna's next birthday.
Huh.
Oh, do you think you're Tuna Tina?
I don't know. I mean, there's nobody else in the office named Tina, so I'm assuming they're referencing me.
Do you
like
tuna? Enjoy tuna?
I know, I was going to say, that was my first question.
No, I mean, I've never eaten tuna in the office, so I don't know why. I mean, I'm hoping they're not saying that I smell like that or something, because we don't think so.
Uh-huh. You know. Are you a fan of the old singer Tina Turner?
I mean, I know who she is and everything, but I've never, like, let on that I've listened to her music or anything.
Weird. Okay,
this is weird.
Yeah.
I have to admit, like, my first thought is the smell thing.
Oh.
I mean, I hate to think that would be it, but what other reason would there be if you aren't, like, a massive fan of tuna that eats it every day in the break room or something?
Yeah,
and I think that is so mean and childish, and I hope that's not the case.
So have you said anything to anyone? Have you brought it up? Or
no, I mean, I haven't said anything yet, but, you know, part of me is like, I'm kind of hurt and I'm mad, and I don't know if I should stay quiet or if I should confront them. I'm not sure how long they've even been calling me Tina Tuna.
Wow. Okay.
Yikes.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, I hate confrontation.
I know. Kelly would probably just live with it.
I would move. I'd quit and move out of the state.
We're not saying that. but yeah, a lot of people are already texting in at 502-571-9970.
I hope this is not a childhood thing or a childish thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, maybe because my name is Tina and one letter changes it to tuna and it was just, you know how, like, you give people nicknames that
yes.
are not... Yeah, you know, I'm hoping that's what it is, and like, not something
like Smelly Kelly.
Yes, Smelly Kelly. Is that what you call me?
Tina, well, hey, thank you again for allowing us to talk to you about that. Like I said, a lot of people are texting in, and maybe they can help steer you in the direction of how to approach this.
Thank you.
Amy texts in and says, "Remember Jim Halpert on The Office? He was nicknamed Tuna because he ate tuna salad for lunch once."
Once. So she said she didn't eat the tuna, though.
Yeah. I mean, maybe she had it once.
Yeah.
You know, and that's all it took. I don't know.
Brad said there's something fishy about that. Brad with the jokes.
Allison says, yeah, Tina should go to HR. I mean, that's pretty much sure. If you've got a comment, you can. 502-571-9970. It's free therapy. It's in the middle of free therapy. Got a call from Tina who discovered a can of tuna fish with a candle sticking out of it with a note that said, "For Tina Tuna's next birthday." And she discovered then and there that she might have an office nickname.
Because she's the only one named Tina. Yeah. In the office.
Now, so there are several people that are like, hey, maybe that coworker actually has a cat named Tina. That maybe, I don't know why you'd open the can of tuna, though.
No.
For that.
Especially if the cat's not there to eat it
right. Immediately. Mar texts in and says, "Girl, I like tuna. I'll be your friend."
Oh.
No, see, that's there you
sweet.
Go. There
you love go. Her.
Jen texts in and says, "Maybe it's a pH balance issue and the bathroom smells when she's in there."
Oh.
pH balance.
Benji.
Like.
Honey.
Oh.
Sometimes
you
need deodorant in places other than your pits.
Okay.
Did we just learn something today?
No.
You live with four women.
Well, I did, yes, but pH balance isn't a phrase that I typically use.
They use it on commercials all the time for deodorant.
Yes, for deodorant for your underarms.
All right. Hey, Jennifer, rolling in, giving us some credit. Huh. Jennifer said she agrees. It's a smell thing. Tina, when you get to work this morning, you'll find out. It's pretty specific. 90% of commuters listen to DJX.
How?
Good luck. Hold your ground. I feel like she's giving us way too much credit.
She
for
is.
The massive size of our audience.
Yeah, she is giving us a lot of credit here this morning. But I will appreciate that. Thank you.
Love you, girl.
Okay. Yeah, so Tommy says, hey, did they know that you were coming to bring something to their cubicle?
It didn't sound like it.
Yeah, then they probably meant it as a joke.
Yeah.
If not, then you probably need to go to HR.
Eric, rolling in. We have nicknames for lots of people at our office. Most of them are derogatory, can't be repeated on the radio. But one that isn't is Stinky McButtface. She wrecked the toilet every time she goes in, LOL.
So my question is, do you call Stinky McButtface her face? Or is that kind of like, oh, Stinky McButtface is in the bathroom again?
Don't think they do.
It's hard
Stinky
to say.
McButtface.
Yeah, yeah, that is. Okay. All right. So free therapy there, hey, Tina.
Let's not do that at the office. I feel like that's not a good to do.
I mean,
it doesn't help productivity, I feel like, or morale.
If it's in a joking way and everybody's on board, I can see.
Yes. If it's that kind, everyone's got that sense of
humor.
And
listen, you can't give yourself a nickname either.
No.
Like, I've worked with people who are like, Steve Man.
Steve Man.
And I'm like, no, you can't walk in and call yourself that.
Not calling you that.
That's not the... And I'm not referring to our boss now. But,
oh, I was going to say.
Free therapy. Tuna Tina got a little office nickname there. Doesn't know how she should approach that at the office.
Several. Yeah, she's not entirely sure, A, if they're talking about her, or B, like what that is supposed to mean.
So another Tina rolls in and says, as another Tina, I've heard that joke a few times myself.
Oh, bless your heart,
people
Tina.
Think they're funny, yeah. Shrug it off, or tell them you don't appreciate it. So, Tina, if you've heard Tina Tuna before, as you being a Tina, was it for something specific? Like,
did you enjoy eating tuna?
Yeah.
Or was it just, again, like or a play on the letters?
Or was it a pH balance?
Okay.
Hey, got a text from Andrew the Love Doctor.
Oh, Tina says it was play on letters. It was play on letters. Just swap out the I.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good.
That's all that was.
Good. Well, great.
Yes.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of that.
Yes.
I lost Andrew the Love Doctor's text, so you'll have to do that.
Oh, it's right there.
Oh, okay.
Just to make sure that Ben knows it's under no circumstances okay to call yourself or call anybody else Stinky McBuckface, LOLOL. Under no circumstances is it okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's the other text that we got from a listener who said in our office, we
Eric.
Call a coworker Stinky McBuckface because
they destroy the toilet.
Yeah, the toilet. Yeah. And then it brings up the whole, like, you can't give yourself a nickname. And I started to talk about that earlier. Like, I had a coworker a long time ago named Steve, and he'd call himself Steve Man.
Like, does he walk around and talk about himself in the third person? Like, Steve Man approves of this promotion. Steve Man thinks this is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, he'd sign things Steve Man.
Are you kidding me? Right?
Yeah, he'd be like, Steve Man. And so I'm like, whoa, man. Like, who started calling you that?
Yeah.
He did.
Okay.
So.
Clearly not everybody jumped on board with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe, you know what? You might think that this is all in a joking manner, like if you have nicknames for each other. But it can be, and they might, you know, say that doesn't bother them, but under the surface, it probably does.
Sure. So, yeah, let's just stick to calling people by their names. How about that? All right. There you go. Look at that. Lessons learned.
Yep.
Again, morals of the story. You learn things coming here.
Although I'm kind of tempted to start calling you Stinky Buff Face because it's pretty great.
It's hard to say, though.
It is hard to say.
Yeah.
Smelly Kelly rolls off the tongue.
Smelly Kelly, Kitty Litter Kelly, all that stuff. Yeah, that works.
Kelly is jelly.
Sure.
Yeah.
Jelly Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
My phone tries to call me that all the time.
So there you go. That's free therapy. Feel good stories. Do them every single hour here throughout the morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
So this is pretty cool. Saw this on LKY. Strand Salon and Threads Boutique in New Albany is giving girl dads a chance to learn from the experts how to do fun hairstyles on their daughters.
All right.
How fun is this? So they're calling it the Daddy-Daughter Do Day. And it benefits a good cause, Habitat for Humanity, Clark and Floyd, Indiana. This is for the Women Build, they said. It's a coalition of female-led teams that come together and sponsor a home for hardworking, a single mom of two. So, I mean, this is twofold, a couple of really cool things going on. Stylists are going to be helping dads learn basic styles like buns and braids. It's this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12:30. Tickets are $30. You got to reserve a spot. We'll tweet out that phone number for you. And then, of course, Habitat for Humanity still looking for volunteers for the next Women Build. So we'll give you that info as well. We tweet out the article. It's so fun. I mean, you're a girl dad. You've had to do not just hairstyles, but like dance competition hairstyles, which is next level stuff.
Yeah, I can do the bun with minimal tears. I mean, I'm a master braider. I've said that before.
I feel like
I can do that.
You could be like a guest instructor at this thing.
Sure.
You just roll in and say, listen, guys, I'm going to show you a few things. I think it's fantastic. What a great idea.
Sure.
So we'll tweet out that article. Feel good.
99.70 JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You see Kirk Douglas passed away?
Yeah. He was 103 years old, though.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a long life.
The dad of Michael Douglas... He
was a movie star way back in the day in like the golden age of Hollywood.
Right. And then Michael Douglas was like an actor way back in the day too.
Sure.
Hasn't done much in a while because I think he's been battling his health issues
but
too.
But not a lot.
Is he still married to Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Yes.
All right. right? So yeah.
He shared a sweet tribute on Instagram.
But yeah, 103.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
goals, is
impressive.
It not? I think we all want to try to get there, but if you're feeling well.
I was going
to
say, if I have my mind about me,
yes,
and my health,
right,
then sure,
yeah,
103.
That's seeing a lot of life.
But if either one of those go, then I'm like, nope. And speaking of old guys, Rolling Stones looks like they're coming to Louisville.
Rock!
Right.
They announced it.
How old is...
I feel like they're 95.
Mick Jagger.
I feel like he's old.
Google him real quick.
All right.
How old is Mick Jagger?
How old
Because you've
is
seen
Mick
the tongues, the famous Rolling
yeah
Stone like mouth.
It's an iconic...
It's outside of Lynn Family Stadium.
He's 76. 76 years old. Ooh, wait. But who's the other guy that... Keith Richards?
Yeah, Keith Richards.
Keith Richards age.
Yeah.
Okay. He looks like he is 105. He is also 76.
Wow, they're both 76 years old.
They are
76 years young.
I was going to say.
Are
Keith
they,
looks so, like he's been 76 for about 35 years.
Right. So
he lives hard.
Are they coming to Cardinal Stadium, or are they doing Lynn Family Stadium?
Oh, hang
are they
on.
They're going to sell that out, right?
Rolling Stones. Louisville. Here
yeah,
we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I got to think
on
that they are going to sell out Louisville, the Rolling Stones.
Cardinal Stadium.
Yeah, Cardinal
June
Stadium.
June 14th.
Yeah, so I saw U2, another like old rock band,
yeah,
back there several years ago, and that was good. So, all right, that'll be cool. Rolling Stones.
Old guys who rock!
Old guys who rock. The only way you know Rolling Stones is probably thanks to Maroon 5.
Maybe.
Moves like
Jagger?
Yeah, Mick Jagger right there.
Sure.
This is the guy.
That was who that was about.
This is the guy he's talking about.
Hey, kids. That's who that was about.
So, does Mick Jagger still stun you with his pelvic thrusts?
No, sir. And he never did, to be honest.
Oh.
He's never been my jam.
Oh, I hope he's not listening right now.
Oh, sorry about that. Love you, Mick Jagger.
Wow.
I'm sure you're listening to this radio station.
I hope he's
station
not listening right now.
I'm sure that we are his jam.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You never know. He's a British guy. Maybe he likes the, you know, pop music every now and then in Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
All right. So anyways.
That's going to be fun.
So, all right. Man, we...
That's a lot.
We hit our above 65-year-old listeners.
We sure did.
With that segment.
We would like to welcome the geriatric set.
Kurt, wow.
Your seats are over here.
Kirk Douglas.
Yeah.
We had some Kirk Douglas
yep
news. 103.
Sure mm-hmm.
Mick Jagger, Rolling Stones coming to Louisville.
We're a show for all people.
That's absolutely. What that's what we
proving
are.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Coming up, speaking of old, we're just going to stay there. Throwback Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Here's the thing.
Is there any way to pull up any sort of Rolling Stones music in our computer system?
No. No.
Okay.
We don't have any of that. I can
all
play
right
moves like Jagger.
Oh, all right. That would work.
I know you're sitting there on the Watterson and not going anywhere, and you're frustrated. So hopefully this next half hour will be a reprieve for you, okay?
Yes. You just have a car party. It's going to be all right. You know what? This is a blessing in disguise. You might think that you're late and your day's ruined, but nope, nope, nope. We're about to turn it around right there.
Throwing it back.
Throwback.
Throwback Thursday is on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so this is the inspiration. Mick Jagger is the inspiration for this song.
And the Rolling Stones are coming to Louisville.
Yeah, so that's why. Okay, God, all
okay
right. We're explaining way too much.
Look them up, kids.
All right.
Maroon 5.
Are gonna mesmerize everyone?
I feel like he might throw his hip out if
he
tries to do that. He's 76.
Are they gonna stun Louisville?
Probably.
He's standing there in the crowd going, oh.
I feel like they need to have like some anchors for him to
do
hang on to.
Do you throw your underwear still on the stage for Mick Jagger, 76-year-old Mick Jagger?
I don't feel like you do.
Yeah?
I don't feel like you do.
All right.
Maybe some Tylenol. Maybe you throw Tylenol
on stage.
probably going to get aches and pains.
Nat texts in, Kesha, TikTok, unless they look like Mick Jagger. Oh, look at that.
All right, sure, we can do that. All the Mick Jagger.
Look at that. Throwback Thursday.
Put my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm going to hit this city. Let's before go. I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Because when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes. Trying on all our clothes. Boys blowing up our phones. Dropped up and playing our favorite CDs. Pulling up to the parties. Trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick-tock on the clock, but the party don't stop, no.
Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard in a while, played back-to-back every Thursday morning.
Megan, our former intern, texts us. She's like, hey, just got out of a marriage, you got divorced, let's play something for me. She's happy, by the way.
Okay.
So.
That's where we are in this journey.
Hit that button, that one right there.
This one?
Yeah, I feel like that one.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, CeeLo.
There right. you go, Megan.
Throwback Thursday. Oh, good.
Yeah. James, like, you know what? Love that. Good choice. Awesome. And then Andrew, the love doctor's like, hey, I'm divorced.
Oh, God. Listen, all you guys who are thirsty on our text line trying to hook up with one another, using
hey,
us.
Megan sounds hot. I mean, I don't know anything about her, but she sounds hot.
Ha. Throwback Thursday. Courtney rolls in. Speaking of Jagger's hips, they don't lie. Insert Shakira's weird tongue thing. I mean,
that had to happen.
It's appropriate, right?
Yeah, oh, don't tell Dave, though. Hellfire coming!
Hellfire's coming for you, Dave!
I never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man want to speak Spanish. Como se llama? Bonita. Picasso.
Shakira, Shakira. Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body.
It's just clips of songs, all right? I mean, we squeeze a bunch in here, all right? You gotta understand that. Zoe checking in.
Yeah.
Not really a request, but just wanted to let you know that it's been a month, and my sixth graders that I teach brought up Haboob yesterday.
Oh my God.
They may not remember anything else I taught them, but they'll never forget the word haboob.
Which, you know, is what? Lasting impression.
Which is the sandstorm, right?
That's a sandstorm.
Oh, well, I mean, it would be appropriate, would it not?
Oh, really? Is it hashtag haboob? Bringing it back.
The rude haboob.
Bringing it back.
You know what?
Haboob.
This would be a bigger hit if it was, instead of sandstorm, it was called haboob.
They should have named it haboob. Yes. Oh, maybe they should re-release it.
It's the rude haboob.
Haboob.
DJX. Oh, like before card basketball games?
Oh, yes.
Everybody jumping up.
Get on your feet for haboob. Haboob. Yes.
Haboob.
Of course.
By Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Jenna rolls in. Give me some J-Lo. Get motivated for... All right, we heard Shakira. Okay. Hang on. Someone warned Dave.
Wellness check
someone
on Dave.
Someone warned Dave. Uh-huh.
You just brought it into my living room.
Okay.
Uh-oh, he's upset. Listen, Dave. We brought Hellfire into his living room again.
Hellfire.
We didn't warn him.
Listen, we're warning you now, Dave.
Is he going to put us in the lawsuit for $867 trillion too?
I don't know.
He's doing the NFL. I don't want to be thrown in.
Throwback Thursday.
I'm not good for it.
Super Bowl. Can we get some Pitbull love?
Oh, no. Where was Pitbull?
Oh, gosh.
Isn't he Mr. 305?
He was sitting in a dark room on a couch watching the Super Bowl halftime show on his television.
A single tear.
A single tear rolling down his cheek.
And then...
he
disappeared.
Wellness check on Pitbull.
So sad.
Mr. 305.
Infinity.
Where is Mr. 305?
We go boogie, hoogie, hoogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance.
Like
the roof on fire. We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out, like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell him, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
You didn't tell me.
This way.
Dave.
Put me in danger, Hellfire.
Oh, Hellfire. Oh, Hellfire. Yeah.
Yikes. Fireball.
Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
Listen, Maggie is like, don't be hating on Pitbull. That's my baby.
We're not.
Okay.
We're just wanting to say, hey, wellness check.
Wellness check on Dave.
And I'm sure Pitbull was small little tear.
He was probably a little tear. He wasn't included in the halftime show because, you know, it's like...
He is Mr. 305. They're in Miami, for goodness sake.
Why
say.
Have they not asked him?
Text from a listener. Hashtag DJX dating service. It's because of all of our listeners trying to hook up with one another on our
Megan's
text line.
Divorced, so yeah, is Andrew the love doctor.
Me and you. Ella. Cassie.
You've been waiting so long. I'm here to answer your call. I know that I shouldn't have had you waiting at all. I've been so busy, but I've been thinking about what I want to do with you.
We got mesmerized by Cassie there.
Seriously, you were... That was some hang time right there.
I was feeling it.
Dang.
I was feeling it.
Jessica, my daughter says, when is Ben going to hit that Fergie voice thing? She attempts to sound like Fergie.
Fergie.
There it is.
Got a tweet from Chase who said, up in the gym, working on my fitness. Can I get some announcer voice?
Fergie.
Yes, you can.
Okay, we can do that.
It lives forever.
It does. It will forever live.
Little Black Eyed Peas.
Throwback Thursday.
Little Bep.
Little Bep. That's right.
I've been married for 8 months, yet my ex won't stop trying to hit me up. Can you send Archie a message? Okay. LOL.
All right.
All the small things?
I mean.
OMG.
You're an ex for a reason, right?
OMG.
Not insinuating anything. Throwback Thursday.
All the small things. True care. Truth brings. I'll take one lift. You're right. Best trip.
Who is that for? Brianna's ex?
Yeah. Awesome. Archie.
For Archie. Yeah. Now, Brianna, you're coming out of your cage. You're doing just fine. Right there's it.
Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down because I want it all. It started out with a kiss. How did it end up like this? It was only a kiss. Now I'm falling asleep and she's calling a cab.
Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
Connie's rolling in. No scrubs. Hashtag no scrubs. For Connie.
And the crew. We got you, girls.
Throwback Thursday.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fine. Is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his foot. So
no,
I don't want your number.
No,
I don't wanna give you mine. And
no,
I don't wanna meet you nowhere.
No,
don't want none of your time. And
no, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend, trying to holler at me.
Well, he's looking at me, but his game is kinda weak, and I know that he cannot approach me. Cause I'm looking like class and he's looking like trash. Can't get with a baby.
Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Song makes you feel some sort of way, doesn't it?
It kind of does.
Doesn't it?
I kind of love that song. Okay. I love me some TLC.
Tweet from Kelly D. So tired of the rain. Wishing for Mr. Sun. How about Big Willie style? All right.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
A little Big Willie style throwing it in there.
This could also be a reference to Super Bowl. Wellness check on Jay.
Where is Jay?
Gonna send him into the hellfire.
Bring it
into the living
room. Oh, dang. Bring the heat. Here I am in the place where I come, let go. In Miami, the base and the sunset low. Every day like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day. No work, all play, okay? So we sip a little something, leave the rest to spill. Me and Charlie at the bar running up a high bill. Nothing less than ill when we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, Fergie. Now feel me? All ages and races, real sweet faces. Every different nation, Spanish, Haitian, Indian, Jamaican. Black, white, Cuban, or Asian. I only came for 2 days of playing, but every time I come, I always wind up staying. This the type of town I can spend a few days in. Miami, the city that keeps the roof blazing.
Party in the city where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to my home. Bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami.
Oh, I heard the rainstorms ain't nothing to mess with, but I can't feel a drip on the strip. It's a trip. Ladies have dress full of your quip, and they be screaming out. So I'm thinking I'ma scoop me something hot in this South Summer Rain Game Mountain Pot. Hottest club in the city, and it's right
back Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard back to back played for you every Thursday morning.
Cindy says, please play something to deter my married coworker from singing the love songs and hitting on me. Much appreciated.
Okay, this should probably work, right?
Oh, yeah.
Holla back, girl. Throwback
turn
Thursday.
It up, Cindy.
All right.
Sing at the top of your lungs.
There you go. It's DJX. Laffy Taffy.
I'm sorry. Pick the truck up.
It's a delicious candy.
She is. Yes, that's what that is.
It's a delicious candy.
Delicious candy.
That's right. Sometimes you have to shake them just to see if they're fresh.
Right. Okay.
Shake that Laffy Taffy. Girl, shake that Laffy Taffy. That Laffy Taffy. That Laffy Taffy.
cause you so thick. Girls call me Jolly Rancher, oh, cause I stay so hot. Oh. Sleep with your honey for a long time. Oh my God, girl, this ain't a dance floor. This a candy store. And I'm really geeked up, and I got more troll. Oh, I pop, I roll, it's off. I know it's the summertime, but your laughing taffy got me full. Oh, get loose, oh, get low, don't be shy. I'm playboy.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
I think we're scaring Andriana's 3-year-old with this song. We need a wellness check on Dave.
Dave?
Dave!
Dave!
Brought it into my living room.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dave.
Oh, sorry. Sorry,
hellfire.
We brought the hellfire
into his living room. All right, so this is probably going to help.
Yeah.
Who is this for again?
Oh, this is Kathy. Office
lady Kathy.
Needs the Humpty Dance.
I need to strut into work today. Feeling it.
What you're doing,
cause I'm about to ruin
the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see. So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round, I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a ball of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to bump thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangsta Mac. But sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat. Look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy. I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom.
Oh, no. Oh, hellfire. Oh, hellfire. Check on Dave.
Dave!
Brought it into my living room.
Yeah, no. He's doing the NFL for $867 trillion.
This is no good.
I feel like we're going to get ripped
in
on that
good.
Now.
Oh, no. All right, Throwback Thursday.
Oh, this is wholesome.
Of course it is. It's in Shrek.
Shrek.
Absolutely.
Dave, you all right?
You didn't tell me.
Well, no. We did just now.
Well.
It's wholesome. It's Shrek. It's wholesome.
Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place. They say it gets colder. You're bundled up now. Wait till you get
Throwback
older.
Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Guys, thanks so much. It lasts way too short, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's
not long enough. And I feel like several instances, we sent Dave the Hellfire, and he's probably upset.
Well, he wasn't prepared for it.
No.
Brought it into my living room.
Yeah, we did.
So sorry.
We did. Sorry about that.
Sorry about
he's
that.
He's probably
going
to sue us now for $867 trillion.
$1 trillion.
Yeah.
All right.
And I, for one, am not good for it.
Shout out to Rebecca. She says, I don't have a text number. By the way, it's our request line, 502-571-9970. She said, but I'm loving today's Throwback Thursday, running late for school because of the Watterson. So it's making my travels great. Yeah, the Watterson.
There you go.
Watterson's a mess. It's a mess between I-64 and 65. So yeah, you don't want to do that.
And thank you, Justin. He says, I swear these 30 minutes must be the hardest y'all work all week.
It really is.
The sweat beads on the brow are real.
I know. I'm sweaty.
Yeah.
I'm sweaty. And check on Dave.
You didn't tell me.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Dave.
So sorry, Dave.
Man.
All right. There you are. That's Throwback Thursday. Do this every hour, brought to you by JCPS, Kelly K.
So I happen to have the pleasure of meeting Seth and his mom, Michelle, over at Norton Children's Hospital yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He's 5. He's been fighting leukemia since 2018. Aww. He is currently getting chemo, prepping for a bone marrow transplant from his 7-year-old brother. They're going through stuff, right?
Holy cow.
And yeah. I got to witness him getting presented with a medal for being a Children's Miracle Network champion.
Okay.
Which is fantastic. Yeah. And we're going to be talking about kids like Seth at Norton Children's Hospital coming up in our Radiothon March 5th and 6th as we broadcast live there for 12 hours each day.
Yeah.
And then they got another surprise from Don G, who showed up with Pass the Cash.
Look at that.
So a couple of friends had nominated their family because of, you know, everything that they're going through right now, mm-hmm. with $700 from several people in the community.
That's pretty cool.
So it was a great surprise for them. And I've tweeted out the story. It's fantastic. And we're just kind of pulling for Seth's squad. So jump on board Seth's squad. We're sending you lots of prayers. And so glad they were featured on Pass the Cash with Wave 3.
Yeah, good stuff there.
So Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
All right, feel good. We do them every hour here. Brought to you by JCPS on 99.7 DJX. Can we introduce you to Scott Wiener?
I think we need to meet Scott Wiener.
Scott Wiener has a
Guinness.
A Guinness Book of World Records.
Yes.
He holds a record, and that is for...
This is Scott Wiener, the Guinness World Record holder for largest and most extensive pizza box collection with over 1,500 unique pizza boxes.
That's a lot of pizza boxes.
Yeah, 1,500 pizza boxes.
He loves pizza.
Yeah, in a little New York apartment.
Brooklyn.
And literally, there are pizza boxes...
Piles and piles to the ceiling.
To the ceiling, but then there are some that are broken down in his closet.
Sure, but the interview, they're sitting in a room amongst
surrounded.
All the pizza boxes. And this is one of the best interviews I think you might ever see.
Scott, I guess my first question is, why?
I guess let's start here. Why?
Yeah, the
why
basics.
Pizza boxes?
Why?
So, you know, Scott Wiener breaks it down and says, you know what? It's not about the pizza boxes. It didn't start as the pizza boxes.
Why? You mean like why? Why all of this?
I know. It seems a little weird.
Uh-huh.
Forget the boxes for a second, but just pizza in general to me is such a beautiful universal language. And I love that everybody I meet can talk about it.
Yeah.
Everybody loves pizza.
Everybody loves pizza.
It brings the world together.
Absolutely, it does.
The best thing about Scott is he actually keeps George Clooney in his closet here.
Oh, George Clooney?
Box. So happy we found Clooney.
Yes.
Oh, George Clooney's on a pizza box.
Right.
I kind of want that one.
Am I right?
Yes.
He's the only man who can wear that bandana and still be devastatingly handsome.
Yeah, so...
Absolutely.
This interviewer goes on for about 3 minutes.
Listen, and it's not just pizza pies. It's Totino's pizza rolls.
I mean... Equal opportunity, right?
They sit with a TV tray and have some Totino's pizza rolls as Scott wears a Totino's jacket.
So you've got this up on the website,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, it's up there.
All right, WDJX.com.
I'll tweet it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, you got to see and learn about Scott Wiener.
It's wildly entertaining.
The Guinness Book of World Record holder for... pizza boxes.
Kudos to the interviewer. I don't know who the guy is. Like, they don't ever say his name, but he's fantastic. Like, he approaches this with such, like, the perfect amount of
sarcasm.
Loving sarcasm.
Yes, for sure.
Yes.
At Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter and Facebook or WDJX.com.
502 Run away, run away.
99.7 DJX. Ohio, making the show. Ohio, our neighboring state there, my hometown. Making the show courtesy of a dude who got pulled over for speeding. You know, one of those things.
Yeah,
right?
It's a traffic stop. Yeah, that's not good. Shouldn't speed.
Stops. Yeah, don't speed. Right. So here's where it all kind of went downhill for our friend from Ohio. Police found some drugs.
Oh, that's not good.
In the car.
That's unfortunate. That just amps up his problems.
Yeah, had an open bottle of booze.
Ooh, not good either.
Strike
two.
Bag filled.
Sorry, actually, strike three.
Yeah, bag filled with pot and some Percocet.
Ooh.
So here's the thing. Our friend, our buddy from Ohio, and I say buddy, we don't know him. He admitted to the police, hey, look, the weed's mine.
Ah, that's my pot.
That is.
Yep.
That is
guilty.
Mine. But I don't know where the Percocet or the booze came from.
Oh, that's not his?
I think the dealer gave me the wrong order.
Oh, the dealer. Wrong order. Don't you hate that when the dealer gets your order wrong?
He said, I definitely did not pay for the Percocets.
Nope. That's a freebie. That might have been a bonus program.
Yeah, maybe it was a buy one, get one.
Or like a good customer bonus program.
A little BOGO deal with my dealer?
Maybe.
Regardless,
can't be sure.
Our Ohio friend up there, he... that excuse did not work.
Oh man. I was thinking they weren't going to hold that against him.
Still arrested, yeah.
Dang it.
They're like, oh, it's not yours?
Oh, then that it's
fine.
That
was, you didn't pay for it?
That you have
it in
your possession.
Yeah.
You know what? We're going to turn the cheek on that one.
You know, we highlight these stories to show you that, look, just don't do these things.
Drugs are bad.
Common sense
okay.
is an amazing thing that most human beings have?
I don't say most. Do we right. say most?
I don't know. I'm going to say most.
I will say...
Some?
I will say most listening here.
Okay, sure. Let's give the credit here.
Yeah.
All right.
There is the fringe, though.
All right.
That's so lacking in the common sense.
Ohio making the show there. If you missed the Florida herpes monkeys or the...
So aggressive just to say it like that.
Or... Lori's showing us her appetizers at the Florida restaurant.
Ooh, date night went aggressive.
Yeah, that's another Florida story. Yeah, you can always catch up on the podcast.
It's all there for you, like a buffet of crazy.
And Tuna Tina.
Yeah.
She's up there as well.
Tuna Tina, which I don't think that's a compliment.
So yeah, catch up on what you missed up on the website, WDGX.com. Click listen. That'll do it for us, right?
No, I don't have any more effort to give.
Watch out for snow tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Snow tomorrow.
Alert day.
We'll be here.
Alert.
We'll help you through.
Alert.
All right. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.